Chapter 1. He was walking on top of the old city wall that ran along Gyllenkroks allé and through Lund City Park on his way to Mejeriet. His walk was slightly uncoordinated, typical for a boy who has yet to become a man. The determined yet insecure youth found himself somewhere between adulthood and childhood. He wasn't able to fully distinguish where the line between boy and man was drawn, but he was completely convinced by his greatness and unique personality. His shoes were brand new and white. He was humming a melody, happy and totally at peace. The sun was rising in the east. The sky above the horizon was pink and red, while the sky above his head was still dark blue. He left the old city wall and headed into the park, skipping over a puddle. The park was in full bloom and leaves crowded the branches of the bushes, creating a network full of secrets. The boy, gangly youth personified, strolled into the park without haste and filled with confidence in life. Here and there, the roots of the different trees and bushes had created cozy and cave-like structures big enough to sit in. That would be a great place to sit with a girl, he thought and sighed. He loved summer. Summer break was upon him. He had shaved his head, and now his hair was only a couple of millimeters long. His stubble was dark, almost black. A thin white line on his scalp glistened in the light from the rising sun. A long time ago, he had fallen from a tree. He ran his hand over the scar. It was smooth and hairless. The boy suddenly froze. He stopped humming and his heart skipped a beat. Out of the corner of his eye, he had seen something white. Something that looked out of place in all the greenery. He turned his head to the left. A foot. It was a foot. He was sure of it. He suddenly felt slightly nauseous, but he forced himself to look at the cave-like hollowness in the larch rhododendron bush where he had seen the foot. The boy wasn't sure what to do, but he carefully took a couple of steps towards it and squatted down to get a better look.